My name's Nick Marsden from Sky Media, and we're here today at the Marketing Showcase to talk about addressable, targeted advertising across TV on demand and digital.
Now, this is a subject that I know, honestly, nothing about. Very little about.
Most don't.
And I guess there's probably people listening to this that would probably put themselves in the same boat as well. So elaborate a little bit, if you would, do then, in terms of what that actually means and what it is that you guys do.
Yeah, of course. So every subscriber to Sky has their household profiled. So that could be based on the age of the occupants that live there, the amount of aggregated household income they pull in, and the amount of disposable income that they might have, what cars are on the drive, where they holiday, what they buy at the supermarket, etc., etc. There are a couple of thousand different attributes that we can off the shelf pull that we know about each household that subscribes that enables us to target them for specialised, specific, relevant, targeted ads.
And are these ads on people's TVs?
They are dynamically inserted into about 140 plus channels that they're watching, unbeknownst to the person watching them. So they will literally just play over the top of a national linear TV advert.
So what we're talking about here is effectively you could have 20 people all watching the same TV show. When the ads come on, people are seeing different ads that are more specific to their interests.
Absolutely. So that, yeah, so in that example, that there could be 20 different households with completely different profiles, and at which point every single one of them will get a different targeted ad dependent upon their profile.
So this is interesting. I'm not sure I've been at an expo before as being someone that does what you do. What kind of reaction have you had today?
It is always extremely positive. Most people have no idea that this is a thing. Yep. Most people have no idea that the capabilities are there to do things at a localised level as well, because not only can we profile, we can then geographically layer where a campaign might broadcast to. So it could be, like we are in Sheffield today, just the Sheffield City Local Authority area. Or it could be the S postcode, or it could be South Yorkshire, or it could be Yorkshire as a TV region, and everything in between. So yeah, we can bespoke campaigns specifically to the needs of the advertiser, however big or small that advertiser may be.
I was going to ask, actually, and I guess you've probably answered that, in terms of, does that also mean then in terms of perhaps people with smaller budgets that might think, oh, I can't do TV advertising, that's way out of my league, actually maybe it is a little bit more open to people?
Absolutely. So we run campaigns on TV, which is inserted into live TV and then the TV that you record and watch back at your leisure, which is called AdSmart as a platform. We run campaigns in that platform which start from £3,000, and that £3,000 could be spread over a couple of months if the target audience is that niche and that refined, that the size of the audience that we're going after isn't huge, therefore the cost isn't huge.
Most people that I've chatted to today, what they do falls more under a category, I guess, of marketing than advertising.
Yep.
Where do you see that line between those things?
It's a good question. I mean, we run adverts of different types with different purposes. So we run a lot of advertising campaigns which are actually designed for brands to build their own brand and tell their own brand story rather than activate a sale. So where that line truly is, I think it's quite blurry, actually. I mean, to me, marketing and advertising, it's very closely aligned. I guess it's more advertising if you're looking to activate a sale, which, of course, adverts are designed to do in the main, but not always.
A lot of the conversations today have centered around the subject of AI and where that fits in with what everyone kind of individually does. Do you see it as being something that will play a greater or smaller role moving forward in your business?
I think so. At the moment, the profiling that we use isn't AI generated. It's based on matched household data that we pull in from Experian or MasterCard or Captify or any of the other business partners that we work with. I think the use of AI could potentially be deployed in future to run contextualized based adverts, where we may serve in specific adverts of specific types when people are watching specific types of content, so it just resonates a little bit more closely, which I believe will be AI driven and is being trialed, but at the moment it's not AI driven per se.
I'm guessing you've talked to a lot of people today. Any thoughts in terms of trends or predictions for marketing, sales, advertising in 2024?
I think the only thing that's come across quite openly is that people are nervous about the changes in digital advertising, the cookie restrictions, the ability for businesses to use targeted approaches is being restricted and expected to be strangled almost in 2024. So I think that will change a lot of the dynamics, but because of what we do, we're kind of not subject to any of that, because it's we operate in an anonymized GDPR compliant household aggregated view of our audience. So all of those things don't play a part for us.
If anyone's listening to this thinking, quite fancy finding out a bit more about this, what's the best way for anyone to get in touch?
We have a dedicated website, which is adsmartfromsky.co.uk. On there, there's loads of case study examples of businesses across all different types and the kind of performance that they've driven as a result of advertising. We also have numerous video testimonials talking about the experience businesses have had advertising on the platform. And of course, if you want any more information, there's an inquiry form on there, which you can happily fill out and the relevant person will get back to you.
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
Cheers. Take care.